Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and praise the Lord with me.
Good morning, and welcome to Joanne Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today that I think everyone and know everyone can get involved in today. And the topic is expressing the power in prayer and praise to God. We can start praising God already for what we done prayed, but we already praising it. But let's go on and have a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you this morning for what you will do with this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that it will go over the airways, the computer, dear Heavenly Father, by telephone, or whatever way you have, dear Heavenly Father, for this message to get through, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for each person that would tune in, either by phone, by archives, or whatever means, iTunes, dear Heavenly Father, Google, Facebook. We give you praise, dear Heavenly Father, that you have given us so many entities that we can hear the word of God going forth, dear Heavenly Father. I give you the praise, I give you the glory, and I give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, our topic again is expressing the power in prayer. Don't you know it's some power in prayer? And giving praise to God. You know, you have to devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. You know, the disciples knew the importance of prayer and had listened when Jesus about going to God. You know, in prayer, you know, with an attitude of humility and faith. Like many people today, the disciples still question whether they were praying the right prayer and for the right things. You know, God is so excited to answer our prayers that he has given us a beautiful prayer to use as a guide when taking our request to him. And today, my three main focus, power words and tag words I'll be using today is power, prayer, and praise. With the power, you'll have prayer and you can pray. And with the prayer, with the power, you can praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, in Luke 11:1, Jesus' disciple made a simple request. Lord, they knew the importance of prayer and had listened when Jesus spoke about going to God in prayer with an attitude of humility and faith. However, like many people today, the disciples still questioned whether they were praying the right prayer and for the right things. You know, they wanted Christ to give them an example of how to pray. You know, as an act of grace, Jesus gave the disciples the Lord's Prayer, which is an incredible teaching tool for just what should go into prayer. Beginning with the address, Our Father, who in heaven. Jesus instructed his disciples to respect God the Father and offer him worship and praise. He told them to focus on God's will rather than their own and acknowledging they were there on earth to serve him only. Then did he include teaching on how to ask God for their daily needs and for forgiveness in their lives, with the reminder that they should likewise forgive those who have wronged them. Finally, Jesus instructed his disciples to ask for strength to resist temptation. You can see, prayer can accomplish a great many things. It is the means for expressing praise to God and telling him that you submit to his authority, not your authority, but his authority. Through prayer, you can ask God for the things you need and know that he has heard you through repentance in prayer. You can admit when you have stumbled and ask him to extend his grace and forgiveness to you. And it is through prayer that you establish a relationship with God and receive his blessing as he helps you mature in your Christian walk each day. Hallelujah. You know, when you think about it, we talked about praise. Had you thought about a sacrifice of praise? You know, we live in a world that does not always make sense. Neither does it always seem to work in our favor. But when life gets tough, we can always begin to praise God in the midst of it all. To praise God can at times feel like most ineffective and meaningless action we can take, especially when we are surrounded by challenges. So why should we? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. Why should we sing a song to God when everything in life is fighting hard against us and God seems absent? He's right there. Have you stopped to pray today? Have you expressed the power that you have in prayer? You know, God knows the end of every challenge we face, even before we have to face it. In his eyes, there is nothing but victory before you. His desire is never to bring you harm and destruction, but rather victory and peace. You know, to praise God in the midst of your stormiest day shows that you are confident that God is in control. Your praise shines in the face of your spiritual adversity, declaring his impending doom. Praise which swells out of your heart and through your lips, profess that you will not let go of your faith no matter what you face. Sincerely, so great will never go unanswered. You know, while praising God during times of misunderstanding, trials, and even hardship may seem foolish, it is most often the way out of tribulation with prayer. Will you give him your praise today? Will you tell God that you know who he is? How great is he? How exalted when you pray? He is so is yours right now. You may see no immediately change in all your situation, but one thing is clear, you will have changed. You will have shown God that your tears are wiped away, and you trust him with everything in you. Such is the sacrifice of praise. In doing the power in prayer and praise to God. We're talking about the power that you have today. And when you think about an encouragement to pray, you know, some people question whether we should ask God for material things. The answer is simply, wise parents do everything in their power. There is that word power. To satisfy their children's needs. This goes for material needs as well as nurturing and spiritual needs. That's why we go to prayer. You know, another hang-up people have is in regard to their unworthiness to have God answer their prayer. But the basic of all God's answered prayer is his love for us. You know, Calvary settled the question of once worth and for all. According to his love, we are worthy of the greatest gift. When you think about it, prayer and praise, all the different prayer that you can pray, whatever situation you have, expressing the power in prayer, you have to learn how to empower your prayers for everyday life. You know, the life-changing power of prayer, the way you need to be attuned unto the Lord. You know, we have prayers for healing. We have prayers for prosperity. We have prayers for the inner peace. When you think about prayer, you can go to God in prayer no matter where you are. You can pray for harmony in your life. You can pray for divine order. And the word of God say in Luke 12:32, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That means when you go in prayer, don't you know you have the power to overcome everything in your life? It's time for you to use the power that God has given you. Pray every day. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God is always with us, mighty to direct our life, quick to give us peace, health, powerful to give us to success and safety. You know, as I pray, my faith is renewed, and I am open and receptive to abundant blessing. You know, the transforming power of God is at work in me. I am open and receptive to my highest good. I honor the presence of God in me and know I am deserving of every good thing. I am wise, I'm loving, I'm prosperous, I'm free, I'm peaceful. And when you think about all that, you're not alone. God is always with us, supporting and guiding us through any challenges that come up in our life, every circumstance in my life, and I hope you trust it in your life. You know, God cares about us. My faith is strong and sure. Is your faith strong and sure today? I live in an assurance of God's peace, no matter what is happening around me or happening in my life. You can express the power in prayer. You know, I remember that God is with me, loving, uplifting, and guiding me into the light. I am blessed with strength and courage, and I rest in the knowledge that's in truth. All is well. When you think about what all God do for you, think about the power of prayer. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're talking about expressing the power in prayer today. And when you think about it, when prayer isn't answered, don't give up. By his grace, God's transformed our faith into unwavering faith, strong enough to move the mountains in our life. You know, we have to let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he will and who promised is faithful. You know, when you think about it, you have read all of the scriptures about God's faithfulness and learning of his promise to help and see God take care of situation in the past through prayer. But this time is a different story. You prayed sincerely. You believe what you have asked for is in God's will. You have been patient and searched your own heart, but nothing has happened. Don't give up. What do you do when prayer doesn't seem to work? I'm glad you asked. And how do you answer all the questions and doubt that has arisen in your heart and mind? You know, the answer is unwavering faith, faith that hangs on through the toughest question and the longest wait. Faith that surrounds your understanding to his matchless wisdom. Well, you may be thinking, that's fine for the apostle or great men and women of the faith. But what about me? Yeah, I know you having that pity party. What about me? What about me? Well, you have power. All you have to do, start praying. I bet you when you start praying, you will see a difference. You will see things that started happening like a boomerang effect, expressing the power in prayer. And when you finish praying, go to praising God. You may not see it right then, but start praising God for what you done prayed for already, whether it come into manifestation. You know, the answer is that you already have it. Not one bit less than any believer before you had. That's true because all faith is a gift of God. Grace. Even when we think our faith is weak, we have enough to move mountains, even through your prayers. So let go of your little faith and let God replace it with great faith. Your prayers will get through. Go to God in prayer earnestly. You know, don't have any unwaveringness in your prayer. Expect miracles from your prayers. No matter how long you got to wait, you have to expect that you know God will react to problems with thankful prayer. And when you pray, start thanking God in advance. Start giving him praise. And instead of praying to God with feeling of doubt, encouragement, or discontentment, we are to approach him with a thankful attitude. Before we utter even one word, we can do that with sincerity when we realize that God promised not to allow anything to happen to us that will be too much for us to bear. You know, to work out everything for our good in the end, you have to give it to God. And to perfect, confirm, and strengthen, establish us in the midst of our suffering. No matter what you're going through, you can go to God in prayer because you have the power to move mountains. You know, these are key principles for living the Christian life. Go beyond memorizing them to let them be the grid through which you automatically interpret all that happened to you. Know that all your difficulties are within God's purpose and available power and promise. That word power again. Be thankful will release you from fear and worry. As you pray, give God the glory. Give God the praise as you pray. Today we're expressing the power in prayer. Praise to God. Start praising God today. No matter what you've been praying for, start praising God, giving him thanks for what he done did already. For those that just coming on today, we are talking about expressing the power in prayer. You know, you have to devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. The disciples knew life and knew the importance of prayer and has listened when Jesus spoke about going to God in prayer with an attitude of humility and faith. You know, like many people today, the disciples still questioned whether they were praying the right way and for the right thing. You know, a lot of you all today are saying, God, because it has not materialized yet, don't give up. You got power in your prayer. Just keep praising him. When you're through praying, start praising him. You start praising him for that miracle, for that blessing, you know, because God hears your every prayer. And it's easy to do. Sincerely, there are so many blessings to be thankful for, knowing that God will supply all your needs and my needs, you know. He stays closely in touch with our life. God is in our life each and every moment, every second of the hour, of the day. And he cares about us. That all power belongs to him. There, that word again, power. You got the power. He's making us more and more like Christ. We are made in the image of Christ. And that no detail escape him. No matter how minute you think it is, God is right there listening to your prayer. And then, you know, you used to say, dear Lord, I thank you for all the blessings you have poured out on my life. Start thanking him. I thank you that your power and promise are working in my life today. Your good purpose in my life, not only the basic of my own worthiness, but by your remarkable grace. When you start giving God thanks, you start praising him. And when you think about you having an effective prayer, and the word of God say in Matthew 6 and 7, And when you pray, do not heap up praises, multiple words, or repeat the same ones over and over as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their much speaking. You can say four words to God in a prayer. You know, too often we get caught up in our own work concerning prayer. You know, sometimes we try to pray so long, loud, and fancy that we lose sight of the fact that prayer is simple conversation with God. You know, you heard some people pray them long prayer. But here, it don't require all that. A simple prayer with a conversation to God, expressing the power. You pray with the power he have given you. You know, we must develop simply believing prayer. We need the confidence that even if we only say, God, help me. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you can't do nothing but say, God, help me. I need your help, Jesus. I need your help, God. That might be all you can come up with out your mouth. You can be going through so much at that time, even if the doctors give you a bad report. And you say, God, help me. God, I'm your servant. You know, because so many things can happen to us in the course of a day. But God, help me. He hears us and will answer. We should believe that God wants to help us because he is our helper. You know, we can depend on God to be faithful, to do what we have asked him to do, as long as our request is in accordance with his will. Is your request in accordance with the will of God today? Have you thought about that? Have you offered a sacrifice of praise to God today? You know, the Bible teaches that you must acknowledge and glorify God and offer up a sacrifice of praise regardless of what you may be going through. I've learned how to praise God. Even in the midst of storms, trials, tribulation, tests, I just break out with me a praise. Put your radio on. Put your CD on, your DVD. I know a lot of you all have music on your computer. Put your favorite gospel artist on. That's going to give you just what you need with the words that they'll say. And before you know, you've gone off in a praise. From a praise, you done went off into tongues. Next thing you know, that miracle is coming, trickling right on down. And you say, my, just expressing the power in prayer and praise to my God. You know, perhaps you've been experiencing a time of trouble in your life. And you have been praying and trusting God to meet the need. But nothing has changed. Don't stop praying. When you are waiting for the answer, it's a perfect time to offer a sacrifice of praise. It's easy to praise God when everything is going well. But when you acknowledge and glorify him in the midst of a troubling situation, there is a sacrifice, and it does not go unnoticed. So offer a sacrifice of praise as you spend time with God at the end of your day. You finding yourself praising God. You know, what you got to do is pray about everything. Don't get out and do nothing without praying. You know, driving down the road one day, pondering an upcoming change in my life, I found that I was afraid. It really wasn't a major thing, but it felt like it was to me. But next thing I know, I started expressing myself with a praise, driving down the road. I started talking to God. Next thing I know, I was singing. My hands went up off the wheel on one side. My hand went on the wheel on the other side, threw the other one up. Next thing I know, I was speaking in tongues. You know, God spoke to me that day and simply said, pray about everything. Fear nothing. He showed me he couldn't work through my fear. But if I would give him my faith, he would help me in my situation. I needed it that day for something seemingly minor, but I had used it many times since for all type of situation. Isn't it good to know that God cares about everything that concerns you, even the little things you are afraid of? And God's part is to provide the power, that the power again, to meet your need. What do you need to pray about this morning? Jesus, and you know, lift up that prayer to God today. Express yourself to God. Pray with boldness and confidence. You know, prayer opens the window of heaven and touch the heart of God. It's a beautiful and a powerful privilege that bring many changes in both circumstances and people. Prayer is often the difference between confusion and clarity, hurt and healing, defeat and victory, and even between life and death. There are many ways to pray, but the best way is to pray boldly and confident and effectively, expressing God loves you, and he doesn't want your communication with him to be vague or unclear. He wants you to come to him fearless and confidently, being specific in your prayers. Exercise the liberty this morning. Fully expect to receive the promised help just when you need it. That's through prayer. So today, express yourself through the word of prayer today. God is right there listening to your every word. God's word offers wise instruction about how to make the peace and everything in your life today. Why don't you pray? Why don't you express power that you have on the inside with prayer? It's never too late to exercise the privilege of prayer. Prayer demonstrates humility. It's a symbol of your dependence upon God, and the humble get the help. And as you settle down tonight, pray and let God know how much you love him. Thank him. Praise him. Offer any petition you may have, knowing he hear and answer prayer. Then enjoy a peaceful night of rest, because a lot of you all haven't got any rest because you've been worrying about this, you've been worrying about that, instead of taking it to God. You must realize that all effective prayer involves praying the will of God, the will of man. There are many things in the world that clearly reveal God's will, and there you may certainly ask for boldly without hesitation or concern about whether you should have them. But you know, there are many other things you need to pray about without knowing the exact will of God in this situation. It is at these times you should pray that his perfect will be done and not your own will. Today, pray. Don't be afraid. God is standing right there with outstretched arms to you. Too big, you too old to offer up a prayer. Prayer is the key. It unlocks the door. Without that key of prayer, where would you be today? So I tell my listening audience today, pray. Don't give up. No matter what the situation look like, no matter how bleak it is, no matter what the doctor said, just trust in God. And when we go into prayer, he will handle every situation that come up in your life. Expect the blessings of God from your prayers, because he's the blessed giver. He'll give you that peace and that joy that passes all understanding. And today, that God is on a prayer away. And as I play one song, for those that may be listening in, may be going through something today, we're going to play this song for you. We're going to shift the atmosphere.
Your worship has power. Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. Pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. They tell me, just take this medication, and that gives me another problem. And they say, take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting. Shifting the eye.
Praise the Lord. We have to shift the atmosphere. And on closing today, don't just ponder. Pray today. You know, in the supernatural battle for our families, pondering is inadequate. It is powerless to change the family's problems that are deliberating. But what we need to do, include God in whatever we do. And for our closing prayer today, dear Father in heaven, thank you for promising to hear me every time I pray, called on your grace concerning the adverse circumstances in my life and the lives of those that are listening in today. I ask you to take charge, doing for me what you think is best through prayer in the Jesus' name. Amen. Draw near to God today, and he will draw near to you. And until next week, be blessed. Come back with next week with another exciting topic in the Lord. Have a wonderful weekend from Joy and Peace Outreach. Overseer Sadie Elliott. Bye-bye.